Welcome to Bedtime Fairy Fails. I'm Kim. This story was made possible in part by the live play D&D podcast, All D20. We'll tell you a little more about them after the show. This story comes from Elle in Brampton. This story teaches us the importance of letting the sneaky characters do the sneaking. Just because you can do it doesn't always mean that you should do it. This is...
Look out below!
Once upon a time, a party of heroes desperately needed to cross the ocean. They had very important business to attend to, and unfortunately, they had no way to get there. So they set out to find a ship to commandeer, which is just a fancy word for stealing. In this party, we have a half-orc barbarian named Bont, a rogue named Aska, and a warlock named Alvrin. Now, it just so happens that the party had located a ship, and as luck would have it, the captain of this ship had in his possession a magic item that Alvrin was looking for. It was called the Vial of Distortion, and anything the liquid in this vial touches turns into broken reality. I don't know what Alvrin needed this vial for, but it sounds like pretty serious business. I mean, it's not every day you need to literally break reality. Either way, though, this is a major score. They can sneak onto the ship, steal the vial, take over the vessel, and sail all the way to wherever it is they need to go. The three heroes head to the ship to scope it out and make a plan. They find a good spot off to the side where they won't be seen and begin to brainstorm. Aska says,
Okay. I'll sneak on board and quietly take down the captain. Then maybe we can bargain with some of the crew. If not, we'll take them down too.
You're going to take down the captain?
Asks Bont skeptically.
But you're so weak. I should be the one to go.
Aska rolls his eyes and says,
How are you going to sneak on board? You're huge and loud. Strength isn't an issue if I can stab them before they can see me.
Yeah. I think we should let Aska take this one, Bont,
says Alvrin. Bont huffs a little and walks a few paces away to sulk, while Aska and Alvrin continue their planning. However, it isn't long before Bont decides that he is indeed the best man for the job. Why shouldn't the half-orc barbarian be the one to sneak on board undetected? What could possibly go wrong? So while the other two heroes are deep in discussion, Bont slips away quietly towards the ship. He then somehow manages to sneak on board the ship, completely undetected. For now, at least. He still has to locate the captain, take him out, and steal the vial. But first, he has to find the captain. So he begins to think.
If I were a captain, where would I be? Wait a minute! I just need a better vantage point, is all!
He wanders around, peeking around corners, but having no luck. So Bont quietly heads off to find higher ground. Meanwhile, Aska and Alvrin are just finishing up their planning.
Okay, I think that's everything,
says Aska.
Wait! Where did Bont go?
Asks Alvrin. The two look around where they had been standing, searching for any sign of the missing hero. Finally, Alvrin says,
You don't think he wandered off and got into trouble, do you?
That's when Aska finally spots Bont. He points up to the ship's crow's nest and says,
Apparently that's exactly what happened. He's in the damn crow's nest already.
The two watch as Bont slowly walks around the crow's nest, peering over the side for any sign of the captain. Finally, he spots him. Walking across the deck, coming closer and closer to Bont, he leans over the side for a better view, ignoring the creaking and cracking the wood was doing. Just as the captain passes below, the weight of the fully armored half-orc barbarian causes the crow's nest to break. The wood cracks and splinters under his feet, sending him plummeting towards the deck below. But remember, that's not all that's below Bont. Directly beneath the falling barbarian stood the ship's captain. Bont smashes into the captain, killing him instantly and crushing the vial of distortion. The liquid oozes out onto the ship, causing it to basically shatter. The ship collapses, and the other two heroes watch in shock as the pieces of the ship sink. After a few moments, Bont surfaces and hoists himself back up onto the docks. The other two heroes rush over to him in a rage.
"What the hell, Bont?"
yells Aska.
"We had a plan. All you had to do was wait here."
"And you destroyed the vial,"
says Alvrin angrily.
"I needed that. Now it's gone. All because you couldn't just wait down here and let Aska go first."
Bont, seemingly unfazed by the anger, simply looks down at the other two with a grin and says,
"Yeah, but I did it. I told you I could sneak on board, and I killed the captain."
Thanks to Bont's antics, not only did Alvrin lose the magic item they had been searching for, but Bont also managed to kill a pretty important person to their questing. And since he also destroyed the ship, the three heroes ended up rowing their way across the entire ocean. And that, my friends, is why you should always be aware of the weight limits on high up places. Oh, and whatever lesson Bont learned. The end. This story comes from Will Kindy in Sao Paulo, Brazil. This is a story about using whatever you have at your disposal and looking like a total badass while doing it. This is
Kobold or Go Home.
Once upon a time, a group of heroes were fighting against the Cult of the Dragon. They were newly recruited for this quest and had just set out on their first mission. Their job was to protect a town from kobold raiders. They needed to save as many people as possible and survive the night. Let's meet our fearless heroes. First, we have Callan the Elf Sorcerer, Flemeth the Dragonborn Sorcerer, a tiefling rogue named Trank Arua, a drow bard named Emo Kor, Gerald, the human warlock, Damaris, the dwarf cleric, and our woman of the hour, Burl, the half-orc barbarian. The group arrives in town to find everyone hiding in their homes. They spend a little time making sure all the houses are locked up tight and wait for the raiders to attack. And it doesn't take long. Before they even realize what's happening, the heroes find themselves surrounded by kobolds and under attack. Now, in case you've never seen a kobold, let me tell you a little about them. Kobolds are small reptilian humanoids that essentially look like small dragons that walk on two legs. For experienced adventurers, they're easy foe. But these were brand new heroes, so this battle would be a challenging one. One of the kobolds begins shooting at the heroes using its sling from behind a nearby tree. Trank breaks off from the group to go take care of him, while Gerald throws an eldritch blast at one of them. Emo Kor casts vicious mockery on one of the kobolds, saying,
"Kobold? More like no balls."
Its feelings are pretty hurt, but it carries on attacking anyway. One of the kobolds lands a blow on Flemeth, and she yells out in pain and rage as she counterattacks with a firebolt.
Ah!
Burl is wailing on one with her greataxe, while Callan runs over to help Trank with the ranged attacker. Everyone is casting spells and attacking at lightning speed, but the kobolds are persistent, and the battle seems to go on forever. Finally, they manage to take down one of the kobolds, but the group is starting to get worn down from the fighting, and the town is taking a lot of damage from the fight as well. They need to do something to end the battle quickly. That's where Burl comes in. She looks down at the dead kobold and has an idea. She reaches down and grabs it by the tail, keeping an eye on the nearest live kobold that was preparing to attack her. Flemeth sees Burl grab the dead kobold and yells,
Burl, that one's already dead. What are you doing?
Burl gives a little smirk and yells back,
I'm gonna take this dead son of a bitch and attack that son of a bitch.
Burl waits until the kobold is right next to her. Then in one swift movement, she swings the dead kobold at it with all her might. The body slams into the kobold with such force that both of them explode. Everything stops. All the kobolds are staring at Burl, who is standing there covered in blood, holding half a dead kobold tail in her hand, looking like a total badass. She throws the tail to the ground and yells at them,
Yeah, you see that? Who wants some?
The rest of the kobolds are absolutely terrified. This crazy barbarian just exploded one of their buddies using their other buddy's dead body. The stunned group of kobolds immediately turn and run as fast as they can away from the group, ending the battle and saving the town. The other heroes rush over to Burl, praising her genius move.
Holy shit!
I can't believe you
that
did that!
That is amazing!
Unbelievable!
Burl stands proudly with her head held high.
Oh, it was nothing. Just doing my part, like everyone else.
From that moment on, Burl's preferred weapon, when available, was a dead kobold body. Which is pretty gross, but also pretty badass. The end. Thanks for listening. If you like D&D podcasts, which clearly you do, be sure to check out one of our favorites, All D20. You can find them on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen. To submit a fail, visit our website at bedtimefairyfails.com. Or message me on Instagram or Facebook. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook as Bedtime Fairy Fails.